1 Samuel. Chapter 1. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim, Ramah, Bethlehem, of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah. God has obtained the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph, an Ephrathite born in Bethlehem. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, favored, beautiful, and the name of the other Peninnah, Pearl. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, Jehovah, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife, and to all her sons and her daughters, portions. But to Hannah he gave a double portion, because he loved Hannah. But the Lord, Jehovah, had closed up her womb. And her adversary, Peninnah, also greatly provoked her, to cause her to fret, because the Lord, Jehovah, had closed up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, Jehovah, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept, and did not eat. Then Elkanah her husband said to her, Hannah, why do you cry? And why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drank. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord, Jehovah. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed to the Lord, Jehovah, and wept greatly. And she vowed a vow, pledge, promise, and said, O Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your handmaid, and remember me, and not forget your handmaid, but will give to your handmaid a son, then I will give him to the Lord, Jehovah, all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, Jehovah, that Eli watched her mouth. Now Hannah spoke in her heart. Her lips only moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she was drunk. And Eli said to her, How long will you be drunken? Put away your wine from you. And Hannah answered and said, No, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord, Jehovah. Do not count your handmaid for a daughter of Belial, wickedness. Because out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace. And the God of Israel grant to you your petition that you have asked of him. And she said, Let your handmaid find grace in your sight. So the woman went her way, and ate, and her countenance, facial expression, attitude, was no longer sad. And they rose up in the morning early, and worshipped before the Lord, Jehovah, and returned, and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, sexually. And the Lord, Jehovah, remembered her. Therefore it came to pass, when the time had come after Hannah had conceived, that she gave birth to a son, and called his name Samuel. Asked of God, saying, Because I have asked of the Lord, Jehovah, for him. And the man Elkanah, and all his house, went up to offer to the Lord, Jehovah, the yearly sacrifice, and his vow. Pledge, promise to God. But Hannah did not go up. Because she said to her husband, I will not go up until the child is weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord, Jehovah, and stay there forever. And Elkanah her husband said to her, Do what seems good to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only the Lord, Jehovah, establish his word. So the woman stayed, and nursed her son until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with 3 bulls, and 1 ephah of flour. About 6 gallons or 22.2 liters. And a bottle of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord, Jehovah, in Shiloh, and the child was young. And they killed a bull, and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood by you here, praying to the Lord, Jehovah. I prayed for this child. And the Lord, Jehovah, has given me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord, Jehovah, as long as he lives he shall be lent to the Lord, Jehovah. And he worshipped the Lord, Jehovah, there.